the people of Donegal and all the people of Ireland that are voting for Aintree are being frozen out here. It's a disgrace. Aintree received a higher vote than the Social Democrats and People Before Profit in the recent by-elections, and we received a higher vote than People Before Profit in the local elections. And we're only one TD behind the Social Democrats in Down numbers, and that'll be changed after this election. We really do believe that this is anti-democratic and that people need to support Aintree across party and the right to democracy and representation.
Aintree had been threatening legal action against RTE if this situation wasn't rectified. Does that remain the case as we speak this morning?
Indeed it does, and we would encourage even considering taking a petition to the gates of RTE if they don't reverse this decision.
From the point of view of your own campaign, do you believe that Aintree is gaining traction in Donegal?
Without doubt, Donal, I am having tremendous success with people around the county. They're completely disillusioned with mainstream politics, and there are many, many stories out there of neglect from the people of Inishowen and the Marth, the children that are special needs children being neglected, 17 months on a waiting list. The same story in West Donegal the last night of the meeting. It's similar stories across the county of the neglect and forgetting Donegal even exists by Dublin and the services that we need.